This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lewitt. So joining me in the studio is Purdue President Mitch Daniels, as he does once a month. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mike.
Earlier this week, the president of Indiana University came out saying that they would join the effort to oppose the same-sex marriage ban, the constitutional amendment that's going to be in the legislature next year. Purdue is, for now, not stepping into that arena?
Well, for now. And President McGrabe's a great guy, and I like him a lot. I wouldn't presume on my own motion to thrust Purdue into the middle of a controversial issue, particularly one like this in this state, without at least the chance for all sorts of people to be heard, and maybe they will be. Just in the 2 or 3 days since the IU action, there have been a lot said, and so far the opinion is very divided. You know, many people passionately in favor of it, many disagree strongly. For whatever online polls mean, they've been adverse to the idea. So, I mean, it's not an open and shut case, which not as much as maybe some folks think. And I just think that before we would start down that path, a lot of people, a lot of stakeholders would have to be in agreement with it. And I'm not sure we know that yet.
Would it take then like university senate, the advisory staff committees, student government, the board of trustees?
Well, though, you certainly
the main
named
ones.
A number of the voices that would deserve to be heard. So that's really all I have to say about it. We have 7 state universities. Right now, 1 is in it and 6 are not. I will say I don't feel obliged to follow IU wherever they might go. When we froze tuition, they were quick to say, well, just because Purdue did it doesn't mean it's for us. And I respect that. So it's just a subject to be approached, I think, with some reflection and some caution. And you also have to say, you know, once you've done one of these, there might well be others, and not sure what those might be or whether we'd be glad.
Is human resources looking into how it might affect same-sex domestic partners?
Well, I'm sure they keep an eye on it. I mean, you know, this is a concern people have. I don't know where the empirical evidence is, honestly. You know, this state, like 2/3 of the states, already has this on the books as a law. The only question in this debate is whether to elevate it from a law to a part of the Constitution, but it's already on the books. I hope that Purdue's open and inclusive outspokenly inclusive attitude, actions that have been taken here, the new center, of course, being the one recent example, make it perfectly obvious this is a very good place and a very tolerant place to work. But these things take on symbolic value and people are passionate about it, and we all understand that above and beyond any empirical evidence that it makes a difference.
Have you heard from anybody on campus, either entities or individuals?
A little bit, not too much, but it's only been a couple of days.
Legislative session's 2 months away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Purdue President Mitch Daniels, thanks so much for coming in.
Always fun. Thank you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lewitt. So